Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April 26, 1872, the agricultural reporter told the tale of a most gruesome showdown in the middle of the island. This fight went down at the Bushy Park Plantation in St. Thomas between none other than Jacko the Monkey and Joe the Bulldog. Jacko the Monkey was already well known to the public. According to the reporter, he was 5 feet in length from crown of head to tip of tail, a chest measuring 21 inches and a tail of a whopping 29 inches. To put it mildly, he was a giant for his kind, and evidently a veteran at getting his hands dirty. He had a reputation for terrorizing the neighborhood, particularly the hen roosts, taking his pick of eggs, melons, and cucumbers. However, it was his love for canes that started the Joe Jacko feud. Joe was a white bulldog and was the property of Mr. C. Rudder. On that fateful Friday afternoon, Rudder spotted Jacko on the head row of a cane field and initially thought him to be a boy. However, Joe was summoned and he quickly picked up the scent. In the blink of an eye, they were at each other's throats. For more than an hour, they could not be seen, but finally, evidence of their brutal battle was spotted. Lying almost on the brink of death and drenched in blood was Joe the Bulldog. He was covered in cuts and deeply wounded. Thankfully, he was found when he was, as his master, Mr. Rudder, was able to tend to his injuries. Considering how close to death's door he was, it seems certain that he'd lost the monkey. The next day would tell a different tale, however. In a small cave in a ravine between Bushy Park and Andrews Estates, Jacko was found deceased. Lying with his head on his arm, it was evident that, like Joe, the brawl had worn him out. He too showed signs of the desperate fight, with multiple injuries including a dislocated left shoulder and a severe wound in his throat. The brutal battle was traced by the drops of blood from the middle of the cane field where it all started to the edge of the ravine where the monkey was found. Jacko seemingly tried to pull the bulldog over the ravine's cliff, but evidently learned that Joe was not like the hen roosts that he was used to. Joe showed that he was a valiant and worthy opponent, highlighting the truth behind the expression to fight like dogs. Many of the newspaper's readers were no doubt surprised that the experienced monkey had succumbed to the bulldog's blows when the fight between Jacko and Joe was published in the Agricultural Reporter on this day, April 26, 1872.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.